the knockdown will really help to market the property. The property will be much more appealing to developers and buyers without the building. The building, as it was, created a large liability, not just for AMC, but for any buyer, in terms of both what you could do with that building, but also the building, because it had been a registered building with the city for 3 years, created a fining jeopardy for the owner of the property. After 3 years of registration, a property that has a registered building must either clear the building, bring it up to occupancy standards, or face a $750 a day fine. So there's a great jeopardy to any buyer. So we've eliminated a complicating factor to any purchase agreement. I think the buyers will be more interested in that site at this point, Sean, going forward.
You mentioned that ordinance that would have fined would fine the owners of these vacant properties. Did that help spur AMC to make an agreement with the city?
Yes, it did. I'm sure it did. I saw a copy of the letter. It was issued within the last 7 days, and it basically said create a occupancy standard building or face $750 a day fines. When you knock down the building, you eliminate all that uncertainty as to what might happen, what the city might do to you, what fines might add up, and so forth. So a great uncertainty has been eliminated to both the owner of the property, to AMC, and to for any buyers that now will be more interested in that site.
As you go forward here, there have been other groups and other businesses that have shown some interest in that property in the past. Is there anything that you could tell us that's in the works right now? Is there somebody trying to negotiate for that property?
You know, Sean, buyers and sellers are oftentimes very guarded in what they say about the prospects and talks in progress, but there's potential for actual competition to develop for that site. Ultimately, though, any buyer that's really thinking far ahead will know that that site is eligible for tax increment financing.
Again, this is private property, so in some ways that will dictate exactly what happens here. But is there some thought going in that both the Boulevard Association, maybe yourself, maybe the city, will be somehow involved in what is eventually located there from a standpoint of, working with the seller, working with potential buyers?
Absolutely, and I think that's appropriate. We had a buyer that was highly interested several months ago, and the buyer wanted to know what's the likelihood we could get $1 million of tax increment financing. And in those types of discussions, you want to really do the but-for test. I mean, could this development go forward but for the TIF assistance? That a TIF assistance is there to make something special happen, to make something, a development occur that might not otherwise occur without the TIF financial help. So many of us and the studies that have been done so far are that we want some mixed use there at the corner of South Grand and MacArthur, and we'd like to see a developer that comes in with a really attractive, forward-thinking plan for that site, and that would include some residential housing in combination with retail, in combination possibly with some scaled down space for professional offices and that kind of thing. I think that will really create the best type of future for the MacArthur Boulevard